You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Waqas Al-Siddiq, a PhD and the founder and CEO of Biotricity, a developer of advanced remote cardiac monitoring technology. And Dr. Al-Siddiq, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me, Eric. How are you doing?
Doing just fine and really good to have you out. Looking forward to hearing all about Biotricity here on EPN. So tell us, for starters, what is Biotricity's vision? Let's kick things off with that today.
Absolutely. So, you know, Biotricity, we're a remote patient monitoring company that really focuses on chronic patients. Our approach is really to follow the patient through their life cycle. So, you know, one of the challenges around patients is really about disease management. 70 cents of every dollar is actually spent on chronic diseases. So our vision is, how do we enable patients that are living with chronic diseases to manage and get diagnosed remotely with real-time active monitoring? Part of that journey begins at the diagnostic and ends at the, you know, day-to-day engagement and day-to-day management of those conditions. And we've started in cardiac, but the vision is to go beyond cardiac.
Fantastic. And if you would hit on what is the problem that you're actually solving, I'm sure that would help to hear your response on that as well.
Absolutely. So one of the challenges today is, you know, chronic patients are the number one cost on the system. And the reason is because they have to frequently go back in and out of the physician's office and constantly have follow-up and checkup because there is no cure to their underlying condition. And thus far, diabetics are really the only ones that have a tool available to them to manage their condition on a day-to-day basis, which is, of course, the glucometer that's been around for a while. But when you go to other disease categories, there's really nothing available. When you go to cardiac disease, what does a cardiac patient have to help manage their condition on a day-to-day? Nothing. What does a patient with a kidney disease have that to manage their condition? Again, nothing. Sleep apnea and so on and so forth. And so what we find is that there's a big need for individuals living with chronic conditions that once they've been diagnosed, how do they manage their condition effectively in between visits? Just like a diabetic is able to manage their condition with a glucometer, look at their sugar levels, and try to get in, you know, more engaged from their day-to-day activities as it relates to the impact on their condition. And so Biotricity is trying to solve that particular need. We've started that in cardiac. So we've begun that journey by first introducing a diagnostic product, which helps diagnose these patients. And there we've really zoomed in on high-risk patients where traditionally high-risk patients are using Holter technology, which is basically recording their data. And 3 weeks or 2 weeks later, they get a report. So if there's any emergency that occurs while they're wearing this device, they don't know about it, you know, until 2 weeks later, because the data is recorded and then downloaded after the procedure is done. So our device actively, intelligently is monitoring them. So if there's any kind of emergency or any kind of anomaly that occurs while they're being diagnosed, that data is sent off to a call center in real time. They can look at that data, determine if there's an emergency, and then deal with response accordingly. So, you know, we started this journey on, okay, how do we diagnose these patients? We learn about how these patients live their lives. Once we've established that that component of it, our vision is to then expand our product portfolio to help them manage that condition post-diagnosis.
Well, I think this is fabulous, and you're certainly solving a problem, no doubt about that. Now, let's shift gears a little bit to entrepreneurship. Now, as an entrepreneur, what was your biggest challenge in forming the company of Biotricity?
There's so many challenges. Entrepreneurship is a very twisted path, as they say, right? So I would say, you know, the primary challenge when you form a company in the beginning is really figuring out a team that has a like-minded approach that is synchronized on solving the problem. Because, you know, there's always this vision and everybody has this idea that we want to go, you know, and solve this problem. In our case, we're saying, okay, we see this burden, we see this chronic issue, we want to solve this problem, we want to try to address it. And everybody has a different path or a different idea to that. So finding a group of like-minded individuals that really can put in the extra hours, right? Because it's not a 9-to-5 job. And unfortunately, really finding people that have that level of interest, that are willing to do whatever it takes to formulate that, to discuss and argue and dialogue in a productive way, to figure out what is in terms of an approach to solve that problem, that's the foundation. Because if you have that team and you have the right people around you, and based off of that energy and that interest, you can really build something special. But if you have people that are not committed, that extra level of commitment, it's very difficult to really get anything started, because you need that extra time. You need people that are put in all of that extra effort so that you can essentially accelerate your path.
Really appreciate the feedback and input there. That is most helpful for those entrepreneurs tuning in as well. Today we're joined by Dr. Waqas Al-Sadiq, a PhD and the founder and CEO of Biotricity, a developer of advanced remote cardiac monitoring technology. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Al-Sadiq, if you would, with the increase in stress and anxiety related to COVID-19, how are you making a difference here?
Absolutely. So what we've seen here that's happening as a result of COVID-19 is really that patients don't want to go in. They don't want to frequent a lot of places. So there's this anxiety and this fear of obviously COVID or contracting COVID. And so with chronic patients or patients at risk for cardiac disease, they're not going into the hospital. Unfortunately, what we're seeing statistically is heart attacks are on the rise. Strokes are on the rise because, you know, COVID, yes, it has a fatality rate, but it's a lot lower than cardiac disease. Cardiac disease is still the number one killer. So, you know, you don't really have an option not to go to your doctor if you're feeling palpitations or, you know, tightness in your chest and whatnot. But we've seen that there's this anxiety associated with going there. And so what we've really done is we've implemented, you know, a telemedicine and a direct-to-ship approach where physicians can essentially shift the bioflux directly to their patients so they can hook themselves up at home and they can still get that diagnosis without having to go in. Or if they're more rural or what have you, they can drive and just pick it up from the parking lot. So we're working with all of the clinics that use our product. We've got 500 different cardiologists across 18 states that use our product. So we've worked with them to basically facilitate and make it really, really simple for patients to get access to the technology and still get diagnosed remotely. And I think one other thing which is very important, which COVID has kind of highlighted, is the importance of remote monitoring. Because you know, earlier I alluded to the problem in the cardiac diagnostic space is that high-risk patients don't have access to real-time monitoring. They're using devices that are recording their data, and they can actually have an event and have an episode, and meanwhile they're on a device that should be diagnosing them. So our device in the COVID environment, when you have less access to a physician and you have anxiety because you don't want to go into an environment, you have a device that's actively monitoring you, that if it detects something, it'll actually transmit it in real time, and you can have a call center review it. So that, combined with making it very accessible, has really benefited a lot of patients, and we're trying to, you know, of course, stay on top of it and make it even more accessible and more easy to use during this time.
Yeah, certainly a hopeful outlook there, and thanks for that. Now, also, what's the future look like for Biotricity coming up in 2021? Anything we should be aware of?
An excellent question. You know, I will say that I'm going to connect this back to kind of our vision, and I alluded to it a little bit earlier where we were talking about, you know, what is our vision, and we were talking about chronic patients and how do we manage it. So obviously today we're doing cardiac diagnostics. It's to diagnose a patient for a cardiac issue, and then they get put onto a medication or procedure. We have not moved into management yet. So 2021 for us is all about creating that shift. So we're taking the technology that is used to diagnose patients, simplifying it, and we're going to make it available to consumers for personal consumption. So if you're a patient that is high risk for cardiac, or you've been diagnosed on the bioflux, or you have cardiac disease and diagnosed on something else, you can purchase, you know, our technology at a consumer level, and you can use it on a daily or weekly basis to basically manage your condition. And that, I think, is the most exciting thing for us for 2021, is really trying to take clinical diagnostic technology and making it available for everyone, especially the critical cardiac patients that need it most.
Well, Dr. Al-Sadiq, really appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Biotricity, and also we thank you for what you do in this space. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a tip? It could be along the lines of health or entrepreneurship. Anything you'd like to add as we conclude today?
I think my closing remarks and my closing thoughts are, you know, in this time, one of the positives, you know, I think everybody talks about the anxiety. We spoke about it today. I think one of the positives that has happened as a result is that we really made healthcare more accessible to a lot of people, especially in the rural areas, right? Before telemedicine was not treated as the same. So a lot of barriers have been brought down. The importance of remote monitoring has been increased. We've seen a lot of patients that are before were unwilling to use technology, or physicians that were unwilling to use technology, adopted. I'm not saying that that is, you know, a solver of all problems. Absolutely not. But I think that it has accelerated in a positive way access to healthcare technology into the hands of consumers. I'm seeing a lot of investors and a lot of new startups that are looking at things in an innovative way. And I think it's going to be very exciting what the next 5 years bring in terms of healthcare, because of the lessons that we learned as a result of COVID-19.
Yeah, well stated, and for certain on that. Dr. Al-Sadiq, really appreciate your visit once again. And of course, I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get further details online on Biotricity. Where's the best place to get further details online?
Yeah, you can go to our website, biotricity.com, and, you know, we are, of course, at the forefront of all of this stuff these days in monitoring and creating technology that's accessible to individuals. So visit our website, learn about what we're doing, and we'll be excited to keep everybody in the loop.
And that is certainly easy enough. Again, it is biotricity.com. Dr. Al-Sadiq, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Waqas Al-Sadiq, a PhD and the founder and CEO of Biotricity, a developer of advanced remote cardiac monitoring technology. And again, for all the details, visit biotricity.com. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.